Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 18th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is The Ten Commandments. In the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament, God gives Moses many laws related to a whole range of matters, from taxation and slavery to instructions on building an altar and furnishing a sacred space. Out of all those laws and instructions, 10 are set aside as having special significance. These 10 are described in Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, as being written with the finger of God. That is, they are special amongst the large list of commandments and instructions. If we observe a group of children playing a game together, it is not unusual to hear the cry, "Unfair, unfair," as one or perhaps a group of children express their feeling that a rule of the game has been broken. If you were to ask the children about the rule book of the game, more likely than not, they would look at you quizzically and say, "Well, there is no rule book. Everyone knows the rules." As adults, we too may also call out unfair, perhaps even shouting in anger, as we feel deep within that we, or someone we love, has not been treated justly. Deep within our hearts and minds, God has planted a sense of what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes we only become aware of this deeply embedded sense of right and wrong when we experience something as being unjust. In fact, it is correct to say that God's laws are written on our hearts, or, to use another metaphor, they are written into our very DNA. While a sense of right and wrong is written into our DNA, it is sometimes difficult for us to work out exactly what is right or wrong, because our ability to read the promptings from our heart is diminished. One cause of this reduction in our ability to get in touch with our own heart is the hearing or telling of lies. Specifically, the lies told by others, or perhaps the lies we tell ourselves as we attempt to justify doing things that we know in our heart of hearts to be wrong. It is at this point that our need for God becomes most urgent, and the need for a code or law to assist us in orienting ourselves to do the right thing makes sense. The Ten Commandments stands as an enduring set of signposts that help us orient ourselves towards God and into the fullness of life. When we obey the Ten Commandments, the revelation of God's law to Moses resonates deeply with what we know in our heart to be the right thing. The gift of the Ten Commandments is part of the covenant God sealed with His people on Mount Sinai. The first of the commandments recalls that above all else, God loves His people. The commandments are important, but they are secondary to God's love for His people. They express the implications of belonging to God through the establishment of the covenant. Our moral life is a response to God who loves us personally. The Ten Commandments in the life of the Church. From the time of St. Augustine in the late 4th century, the Ten Commandments have had a special place in the Church, in the catechesis of candidates for baptism, and in providing clear guidelines for the faithful. The Ten Commandments state what is required in the love of God and love of neighbour. The first three concern love of God, and the other seven, love of neighbour. We now hear a list in which the commandments are abbreviated for teaching purposes. 1. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. 2. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. 3. Remember to keep holy the Lord's day. 4. Honour your father and your mother. 5. You shall not kill. 6. You shall not commit adultery. 7. You shall not steal. 8. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbour. 9. You shall not covet your neighbour's wife. And 10. You shall not covet your neighbour's goods. The Ten Commandments form a coherent whole. Each of the commandments depend on the others, and they form an organic unity. To transgress one commandment is to infringe all the others. One cannot honor another person without blessing God in whose image he or she is created. You cannot adore God without loving all men and women, his creatures. The Ten Commandments bring our religious and social life into unity. They are part of God's revelation, and they teach us what it is to be truly human. In a sense, the Ten Commandments have been doubly revealed to humanity. Firstly, they are written on the hearts of all humans. But because of the effects of sin, our ability to read our hearts has been distorted. Secondly, they have been revealed and recorded in the Bible. No one can ignore the Ten Commandments because they are engraved by God in the human heart. When the effects of sin are cleared away, we can plainly see that the Ten Commandments reflect the law written in our hearts. It is only in and through Jesus Christ that the effects of sin can be cleared from the human heart. It is only in and through Jesus Christ that we can be made holy. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. The Ten Commandments tell us how to live a good life, a life of virtue. What are some important virtues for you? Question 2. What is your experience of standing by the virtues that are important to you? And question 3. In what ways have your virtues been important in developing your relationship with God? A film available on DVD that might help to explore the Ten Commandments is Bruce Almighty. Made in 2003, this film was directed by Tom Shadyac and stars Jim Carrey and Morgan Freeman. The writer and director, Tom Shadyac, has made a film with a difference. He has made a comedy about weak human beings, about God, about conversion, and understanding the commandments. It is Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey. Carrey represents the selfish and ambitious man who unexpectedly encounters God and learns more than a lesson or two and whose life is changed around. Since God is played by Morgan Freeman, he sounds rather godlike in the best way. He has a whole lot of lines filled with down-to-earth wisdom that covers all the issues that we have to face and which are expressed in the Ten Commandments. We conclude this session with a prayer. God, you shine when all seems dark. You know all our disappointments. Transform our grief into hope. Amen.